This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Prairie Moon Nursery, a native seed company. Okay, I admit it. Last week was lovely for many of us, with a reprieve from the bitter cold. I couldn't stand it. After removing the evergreen holiday garland and dewiring it so I could compost it, I just could not go back in the house. Oh, sure, I could have gone for another walk, but no. I got my pruners and went after some of those perennials and grasses I left up. Gratefully, I stopped myself from going too far. It's so tempting when the temps rise to immediately get out in our gardens. But time after time, year after year, I can hear my master gardener instructors in my head. Do not start traipsing all over your lawn and garden right now. Here's the thing. The soil isn't really pleased about your stepping on it when it's trying to wake up. The still slumbering pollinators are not pleased that you're taking away their cushy bed. If you feel you must do something, then start with some cleanup near your home or an area next to a sidewalk or other hard surface to let the soil be. You can certainly start your seeds indoors now. I know. It's hard to be inside when our outside is so darn nice, but you'll have plenty of beautiful days coming up and your landscape will be happy. I will cut back those grasses and use them for mulch in my vegetable garden. I will cut back those spent perennials, and I will have a lot to haul to the yard waste site along with everyone else. And I will also have a happier landscape. Go to gardenbite.com for so much more and find me all over social media. Prairie Moon Nursery is my go-to for native seeds. The ethical genetics are tracked and you're guaranteed to get exactly the native species you ordered. I've never been disappointed. They also offer seed mixes and full flats of plants for large areas. Go to prairiemoon.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.